Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My pleasure, as always. Barbara Weltman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara is, as I mentioned earlier, an original member of our Brain Trust. She's in her 10th year with us now.
How about that? Goodness.
Can you believe that, Barbara? We've already had our ninth anniversary, and we're in our 10th year. She's the author of so many books on small business taxes, I can't carry them all. The one that I have in front of me is 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2000, mm-hmm. Your Complete Guide to Everything Deductible. That's J.K. Lasser's. But that's not the new one, is it, Barbara?
No, I've just come out with the third edition of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting a Home-Based Business.
Yeah, that's the brand new one. The third edition of that one, a home-based business, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, she also, every tax issue you can think of for small business, she's written a number of books on those topics, folks. So if you find any of Barbara's books and you're looking for tax help, or starting a home-based business, or starting an eBay business, or helping your young people manage their finances, she's a Renaissance woman. And she's done it all, and I encourage you to check that out. Barbara, what's the news today? What do we need to know about?
Well, there are a couple of things. First, there's a new tax law that we want to know about. I just came back from eBay Live conventions. I can talk about that, too. So,
okay. Talk to us about that. Let's do the taxes first.
Sure. You know, in order to get the minimum wage hike, the federal minimum wage hike through, they did put in some tax breaks for small business, so we should pay attention to that.
Can you tell us what those are?
Yeah, one is that they increased the expensing deduction limit. So instead of having to depreciate equipment over 5 or 7 years or longer, you can write off the cost all at once in the
Section
year
Section 179.
Exactly, the Section 179 deduction. It was supposed to be $112,000 for 2007. Now they've made it $125,000 for 2007. And the point at which it starts to phase out has also been increased. So until you put in more than $500,000 worth of equipment for the year, you get the full deduction. So that's a big improvement.
Well, go ahead. I tell you what. Go ahead and tell us all the rest of it, and then I have a comment on it. Go ahead.
Okay. Another thing they did was they made it easier for couples who work together, for husbands and wives who run unincorporated businesses together, to file. They can opt, instead of having to file a partnership return, which is what they've had to do all along, now they're saying they can actually be what some people are calling couplepreneurs. They can file Schedule C. So and each reports, the share of income, mm-hmm. and each pays self-employment tax on that share. So each gets credit for Social Security and Medicare taxes. And this is supposed to be a simplification.
Okay.
Yes. Other changes, they extended the work opportunity credit, and they expanded it. This is a credit that employers can take for hiring certain disadvantaged workers, and they expanded the credit to apply to certain disabled veterans and individuals in counties that are affected by natural disasters. So this is a break, 44 more months. Beyond 2007, which is when it was supposed to expire. And they've changed the FICA tip credit a little bit so that it won't be adversely affected by the increase in the federal minimum wage.
The tip credit, all right, tell us, that's just for people who get tips, like
that's for restaurant
waiters,
and
waitresses.
Beverage employers, yes, whose workers get tips. And they made a couple of technical changes affecting S corporations.
What are those?
Well, they're kind of technical. They affect, for example, capital gains from the sale of securities is no longer treated as passive investment income, which could trigger a tax at the corporate level and even result in termination of S status. So these are like technical kinds of things.
So they made it tougher on it.
Yeah, the one negative that I think people should be aware of is that they did tweak the kiddie tax. People who have kids should be aware of the change in the kiddie tax, which won't take effect until next year. The changes I've talked about already, they're for this year. But the changes for the kiddie tax will not start till next year. Currently, if you're under 18 and you have a certain amount of unearned income, investment income, you're going to pay tax on it at the parent's rate.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Barbara. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, as you know, folks, you know it's been building up in me. I've got my thoughts on all this. We'll come back. I'll tell you about those. And we got other things to talk about with our good friend, Barbara Weltman. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate in there. Visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. You can take fair use possession of our archives. The shows that we do, every interview we do, we archive for you. We've been doing that since 1999. And you can burn them onto a CD. You can have them on your hard drive. You can put them in a thumb drive. You can take them. You can share it with a friend. Help yourself. Just leave it intact. That's the only thing I ask. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can find small business answers now. And I'm very happy to say that Barbara Weltman is well represented on both of our websites, including our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. And Barbara's website is BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barb?
That's correct.
WELTMAN, BarbaraWeltman.com. You can find her books there. You can find tips and lots of other stuff there, right, Barb?
That's right. You can sign up for a free newsletter and an idea of the day every day.
Mm-hmm. Right, so check it out. Okay, we're talking about the tax plan. You know, Barbara, you were telling us that, of course, the first thing you said was that minimum wage is going to be raised.
That's correct, the federal minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go up to $7.25 or something like that over the next 2 years.
And that's correct. Starting July 24th is the first stage increase.
And that's from $5.15. And of course, see, to me, Barbara, this is so classic government to do something like this. Minimum wage is going to affect every single business in America. You know that. The minimum wage increase, because everything, even if you don't have minimum wage earners, establishing a floor of wage for somebody, which is basically, price fixing by government fiat, by doing that, every other wage in the country is going to be, ratcheted up because of that. Because it's just the way it's going to work. And so that's going to impact everyone's payroll, essentially, and eventually, all the payroll that we pay. But these things that they're giving us, that they act like, Barbara, they're completely ameliorating all this, we're going to be impacted by the minimum wage, by giving us these little tax breaks. And it doesn't work that way, does it? I mean, the minimum wage is going to affect everyone, even if you don't have minimum wage workers, whereas the tax breaks only are going to be good for some people.
Well, what you say is true, except that two comments. First of all, the minimum wage in a lot of places is already higher than the federal rate. And
right.
Second of all, small business in many places already has to pay well above the minimum wage to attract and keep good workers. So,
which is the reason why we didn't need it.
You can certainly say that, but
yes.
But the
I
point
do say
is that I think that It's really hard to say how this is going to... I mean, I agree with you in that it does have a ripple effect, but it's hard to say how much it's really going to hurt small business.
The thing is, I tell you where it's... And I tell you who else it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the entry-level worker who has no skills. It's going to hurt that person. Mm-hmm. Don't you think so?
I would say that's probably the one, because some employers are just not going to be able to take on that extra worker, for example.
At $7.15 an hour, and especially look at the young people. You know, this is another thing I think is that minimum wage has hurt. There ought to be a wage for young people, Barbara.
It has been suggested, but they didn't go for it.
No, they're not going to do that, but there ought to be a wage for young people. When you and I were coming up, Barbara, I don't know about you, but I had jobs.
Oh, you bet.
and my first job, I made 85 cents an hour, and I was glad to get it because it got me off the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, there aren't those kinds of jobs for young people anymore, and there are going to be fewer of them because of the minimum wage increase. And this is not good. This is not good for getting our young people into the marketplace, Barbara.
No, it's definitely not.
And I know you didn't come here today to debate the minimum wage, but it's just one of those things that sticks in my mind.
I can tell.
I can't stand it. It makes me so mad that for the government to establish pricing, because as you know, labor is one of the commodities in our marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really very annoying to me. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about eBay. What's new about eBay?
Well, eBay is now has an estimated 233 million registered users. So it's
of which I am one.
Well, you and Bill, an awful lot of other people.
Is your husband a power seller?
Yes, he is. He has been since 1998. So he's been around on eBay for a long time. He's seen it all, as you might say. But it is just the most phenomenal thing, and it really is very inspiring in a lot of ways. It has we were just at eBay Live, which is the annual convention. It was held in Boston this year, and eBay has proven to be a wonderful opportunity for many people. For example, people who might disabled people who can't get out, they can make a living. More than 1.3 million people make a full-time living on eBay.
Exactly. And when we come back, I'm going to get Barbara to tell us what it takes to be a power seller and how you can get it started, because she's the expert on this issue. We'll talk about that right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Barbara Weltman. Talking with our expert on many topics, Barbara Weltman. Right now we're talking about eBay. And Barbara, what is a power seller on eBay?
A power seller is a status that you get to achieve if you sell a certain amount of goods. Basically, you have to sell at least $1,000 a month for 3 consecutive months. And then eBay invites you to be a power seller, and you say yes. And then what being a power seller gives you certain cachet on eBay. You get a special icon to show you're a power seller.
You're serious. You're not just dabbling.
Exactly, and it helps. It's a marketing thing, because people know that you've conducted a business in a certain way to achieve that level, and it entitles you to a lot of breaks, special help, special even fringe benefits. They even have group health that you can help policies that you can access. eBay's not paying for it, but it's but it's still there for you.
Discount it for you. Well,
yeah.
and so eBay sellers live and die by their ratings, don't they?
by it's called feedback on eBay, and what you want to do is amass positive feedback. Mm-hmm. Because people are dealing with people that they don't know.
That's
and
right.
So this is it's not a perfect system, but it's the system that eBay has decided to use to help establish trust among buyers and sellers.
And of course, PayPal has really helped this whole situation, hasn't it?
Well, PayPal, which is now owned by eBay, has really become a new means of currency. It's accepted in, I don't know, something like 130 countries and regions around the world. In fact, I heard one of the big department stores in, I don't know if it was Selfridges, but one of the big department stores in London takes PayPal now. So,
well, you know, Barbara, you'd be proud to know I have a PayPal account.
Well, good.
Aren't you surprised?
That's right. Well, you're part of the eBay universe then.
Well, I bought things on eBay before, but this whole the PayPal thing, the whole ability to exchange money with people you don't know without them actually having access to your records. That was really a breakthrough for eBay. Don't you think that single thing made eBay really work?
Well, sure, because people didn't want to give out their credit card numbers to people that they didn't know.
Right.
And so, there is a measure of protection. If there are problems, not all problems get resolved, but at least you have a chance of having getting problems resolved through PayPal.
So PayPal becomes kind of
seller protection.
PayPal becomes kind of an intermediary agent, sort of an escrow kind of an agent for between the buyer and the seller, don't they?
Sort of, although there are actual escrow agents approved by eBay. So on expensive items, people do use escrow agents,
right.
Yeah.
Or like cars and jewelry and things like that.
Exactly, and real estate and, everything sells. There are 14 categories that sell over $1 billion a year.
Wow.
So.
We got about a minute left. What are some other things that we need to know about eBay?
Well, eBay has now introduced Skype, which is, as you may know, it's a computer-based telephone system, and you can add this to your listings for free and be able to communicate for yet really no cost.
Barbara, when I'm on the road, I use Skype to connect to my network.
Well, there you go.
In fact, when I was in Denmark a week and a half ago, I did a show one day from over there over Skype.
That's fantastic.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I've been using Skype for a couple of years now, especially when I'm on the road,
mm-hmm.
and it's my backup when I'm in my studio.
Yeah.
Because I use ISDN on a regularly for the show, but to connect to my network. But then I use Skype as a backup, and it works like a charm.
That's wonderful.
Pretty cool, yeah. In fact, I got to meet Meg Whitman once.
Uh-huh.
A year or so ago.
She was there, and she did her talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I met her once and thanked her for Skype. Hey, Barbara, give us your website one more time, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
And the new book is out?
Is the A Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting a Home-Based Business, third edition.
Third edition, folks. And Barbara's got many multiple editions of all of her books. And wherever they are, however you want to find them, if Barbara Weltman wrote it, you're going to like it. Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today. Say hi to Rocco.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world in harm's way on our behalf. God bless them. God be with them. We are so proud of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.